From KXCI in Tucson, you are listening to the Captain's Log Project. I'm Amy A. Our mission is to connect with our community during this time of social distancing. Captain's Log, June 27th, 2021, Amy A. Today is the 50th show of the Captain's Log Project, and I want to take some time remembering our journey together since April 12th of 2020, which is the date the Captain's Log Project was born. Actually, it really started in very early April. After everything shut down, and we all canceled our spring break plans, and I was watching videos from Italy, New York, deep in the thick of COVID-19. I was scared, and at home all the time with my family, and really had no idea when or if we're ever going to go anywhere again without sanitizing ourselves thoroughly or wearing a mask or freaking out. I just started to dig into my puzzle stash and started to get a little obsessive about puzzling. And one night, I couldn't sleep, and I was thinking about you. Yeah, you. I was thinking, if I'm feeling this way, you're probably also feeling this way, or something of your own creation, and I wanted to know what that was. I wanted to know how you were feeling, what you were eating and thinking and doing. And so my newfound audio skills that I literally learned over a period of 2 weeks in March, YouTubing everything I can find and learning things mostly from dudes in Australia who put together surprisingly great instructional videos on how to produce radio on your computer, I decided to ask KXCI if I could do a show that reaches out to the community to ask how they are doing. And the only way I could string it together in my mind was this one quote from Spock.
We have a problem. Something may be wrong on Regular One. We've been ordered to investigate.
If memory serves, Regular One is a scientific research laboratory.
I told Starfleet Command all we had was boatload of children. But we're the only ship in the quadrant. Spock, these cadets of yours, how good are they? How will they respond under real pressure?
As with all living things, each according to his gifts. Of course, the ship is yours.
No, that won't be necessary. Just get me to Regular One.
As a teacher, on a training mission, I am content to command the Enterprise. If we are to go on actual duty, it is clear that the senior officer on board must assume command.
It may be nothing. Garbled communications. You take the ship.
Jim, you proceed from a false assumption. I am a Vulcan, I have no ego to bruise.
You're about to remind me that logic alone dictates your actions?
I would not remind you of that which you know so well. If I may be so bold, it was a mistake for you to accept promotion. Commanding a starship is your first best destiny. Anything else is a waste of material.
I would not presume to debate you.
That is wise. In any case, were I to invoke logic, logic clearly dictates that the needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few.
Or the one.
You are my superior officer. You are also my friend. I have been and always shall be yours.
The needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few, or the one. That made sense to me. That made sense that we all had to stay home and we all had to be careful and wash our hands and take great care about what we do out in the world to protect others, many others, the needs of the many. So I could sacrifice all the things that I wanted to do to stay home in order to keep other people safe. That made sense to me. That made sense. So if you're wondering why on earth is this a Star Trek themed show? That is why. It's because Spock made sense in that moment of time, and then everything had to be framed in Star Trek, and it was the perfect medium for people to log in with their captain's logs from their various homes that kind of felt like spaceships at the time. It felt like we were all floating separately in space, kind of lonely, kind of unknown. And to be honest, Star Trek made sense in that moment. And that's why this is a Star Trek themed show. And so I started by asking my fellow DJs how they were doing and feeling and thinking and eating, and they submitted recordings talking about their COVID lives, and I made it into one show, and then two, and then three, and then community members started submitting logs, and we blasted off into space, doing the show week after week, listening to how you're feeling and how you're doing and what you're thinking, and what you're worried about, and what your kids are feeling. And it was beautiful.
10, 9, ignition sequence start. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
This is Amy Frost, Captain's Log, Stardate April 5th, 2020.
Hey, what's up? This is El Aron. It's Wednesday, April 8th, 2020.
Hello, everybody. This is Rose Lady, and our little honky-tonk at Rosie's Rhythm Room is temporarily closed. But I'm safe at my little casita close by, and I'm missing you all.
Captain's Log, Stardate 1513.1. Our position, sheltering in place, helping to slow the spread of the COVID-19 virus. Hello, hello. This is Dominic Castelli, host of Elysian Fields.
Captain's Logbook, Stardate 2220, April 22nd. We are orbiting planet Muévete Los Bonbons in the Cumbia-esque galaxy. Captain Spock reported waves of good booty-shaking vibes vibrating through the starship Bitty Bitty Bonbon.
Captain's Log, Stardate 2020-110. This is Brandy, KXCI volunteer, longtime listener, and first-time logger. While I continue to take essential excursions out into the galaxy, the rest of the crew have been grounded here on the ship. I'm joined by the youngest member of our crew. He is no stranger to KXCI and has spent several birthdays and milestones live on the air helping with music mixes and wanted to touch base with all of you. Hi, Jack. How are you doing during these strange days?
I'm doing good. I've been at home for 4 weeks and being stuck inside the house is getting to me.
Captain's Log. Stardate. -303311.94. We continue to remain in lockdown due to a strange and mysterious new virus. It feels as though we've been isolating and social distancing for an eternity. The reality, of course, it's been like 4 weeks, but we're very spoiled.
This is Eleanor. Starting 15 days till my fifth birthday. Yeah.
What have you been doing?
What am I supposed to do?
You can say, what have you been doing?
What have you been doing?
No. You tell us what you've been doing.
I've been eating the spaghetti and veggie meatballs.
What games are you playing?
Oh, Godzilla game, which I don't know what you think, but it's just called Godzilla the Monster anyway. It's not really called that, but it's a Godzilla game, though. Sorry. Okay. I'm feeling better than ever.
Do you like being home? Do you like being home with your dad and your sister?
I like being home with my dad and my sister! Thank you. Bye.
This is Olivia Reardon, Captain's Log, Stardate, April 17th, in the year 2020. How long have I been home for in quarantine? Since March 11th, over 30 days. I sanitized my house, I planted a garden, started a new song, writing it slowly, but it's coming along. Did a Zoom reading of Forrest Gump. I've been homeschooling. And I've been videoing and emailing everything I can about my band to everyone I can. I once told myself if I could quit my jobs and have time to put it towards music, these are the things I would do. And so I'm trying to do that.
You are listening to the Captain's Log Project on KXCI in Tucson. I'm Amy A., and today we're celebrating our 50th show. I started producing the Captain's Log Project back in April of 2020, and the journey has been over a year of hearing from you, our community, and even from people from all over the country about how you're doing during the time of pandemic. There were many, many weeks when I was putting the show together that I had to stop to have a good cry, or I would laugh so hard that I had to run downstairs and make my family come up and listen to the latest submission. Recently, someone asked me what was my favorite episode so far. Well, I do dearly love everyone's logs, but there was one show when I reached out to a person at Hooves and Horns Farm Sanctuary in town to see how the animals were doing, and then something really cool happened. The farm animals started talking. Hey, everybody. It's Amy A., your host for the Captain's Log Project. I'm going to start off a little differently because I found some new life forms in Tucson, and I don't think I can fully grasp it, but they're talking animals. Apparently, the animals at Hooves and Horns Farm Sanctuary here in town talk. Yeah, I know. Kind of interesting, right? Is it like a weird thing that happened recently? Well, more will be revealed, and we'll certainly have questions. But the first three logs on the show tonight are all from animals at the Hooves and Horns Farm Sanctuary here in Tucson.
Captain's Log, Stardate 18 August 2020, Annabelle Goat, in charge at Hooves and Horns Farm Sanctuary. I've been here a little over a year. I kind of am in self-quarantine. COVID doesn't bother me much because I kind of like to do my own thing. There's a lot of other animals here. There's goats, there's sheep, there's cows, ducks, chickens, pigs, you name it. I kind of hang out, keep an eye on them all. I do my own thing. I like to climb on the haystack. I like to eat when I feel like it. Sometimes I go visit those other goats and hang out under their shade, but mostly I kind of do my own thing. So my social distance status is pretty much intact at my own choosing. What do? I like to eat. I like to nap. I like to headbutt that dog when he comes out. He bugs me. He comes over and he smells me and stuff. He doesn't understand my horns are deadly weapons. So basically I jump up on the hay trailer and I headbutt him. He might lose an eye. It's okay, man. He chose his life. So as far as social distance, I try to social distance. But sometimes that dog bugs me. And then some of those other goats, they try to get into my feed. So I kind of just try to distance myself as much as possible. I'm not worried much about the virus. I don't want mom to get sick or farm grandma, because of course they bring the hay and pay the water bill and all that stuff. But we don't get many visitors these days, and that's kind of sad. I used to do lots of events. I was at the Fairy Festival. I've been to Woofstock, man. I'm like the only goat around that goes to all these dog venues, and you know, like I wear my tutu and my horn and I look like a unicorn, or I wear a tie-dye shirt and I'm all cool. I'm kind of a local celebrity, really. I have my own Facebook page and stuff, and people just admire my beauty. I just have to be that way. I have to express myself. I have to share, you know, my beauty and my intelligence, and I let people pet me. Kids like to have pictures taken with me, and so that's kind of depressing because we really aren't doing any events or anything, but hopefully everything is gonna get better soon if people would wear those masks. I won't wear a mask. I'll eat a mask now. That's not a problem for me, but That's basically what's going on my starship, and my starship is a big old stack of hay right now, so I gotta get back to it. Signing off.
Captain's log, 18 August 2020, Norman Squeedus, checking in from Hoofs and Horns Farm. My name's Norman Squeedus. I was named after Norman Reedus. If you're a Walking Dead fan, you'll know the reference. Basically, I'm a pig. I've lived here for quite a while. I enjoy the mud. I enjoy dinner twice a day, treats sometimes. I'm not really doing a whole heck of a lot in quarantine. I'm hanging out with my buddies because we're all pretty safe and healthy. So no need for us to wear a mask. We don't really go anywhere, do anything, don't really encounter anybody. Now that I'm thinking about this, it's kind of depressing because we have students here and I like belly rubs and I like treats and we have visitors who come and students and all sorts of people used to come and visit us, but I guess we're trying to keep farm grandma from getting COVID. And of course, if mom gets sick, who's going to throw the hay and the grain and basically rub my belly? I guess that's what I'm stuck with now is just mom rubbing my belly. I don't know. I'm kind of starting to get depressed now that I think about it. I really didn't think COVID was really affecting me too much, but now that I think all those belly rubs, those students and visitors and people used to come and admire my handsome face and try to kiss me on the snout. I didn't like that very much, but I did like those belly rubs, darn it. And so I don't know. I'm kind of hoping this whole thing will be over soon and maybe people will wear masks and we'll all be safe and everybody will be around to get back to normal.
Captain's log, stardate 18 August 2020. Captain Kai, livestock guardian dog, stationed at Hoofs and Horns Farm Sanctuary, Tucson, Arizona. I've been in quarantine now for 10 minutes. I have to chase off coyotes. I have to patrol. I bark. I mark my territory. I keep coyotes, bobcats, you name it. Any kind of pests away from these animals. I am bonded. I'm secure. I love these animals. I guard them with my life. What am I doing? I nap. I look like I'm doing nothing, but that's all part of the plan. That way when the coyote or a bobcat comes by, starts thinking he's gonna snack on one of my goats, or even just steal a chicken out of my yard, he gets the surprise of his life. What am I eating? Right now, I snack on a little dog kibble when I feel the urge, but that don't mean I'm not going to eat a coyote if he gets in my way or he tries to hurt one of my herd members. I'm feeling pretty good about this COVID stuff because I'm a big tough guy and I make sure that nothing gets onto this property. I'm not going to let no virus get to my animals or farm grandma or my mama or anybody else on this property, and I'm going to make sure of it.
From KXCI in Tucson, you've been listening to the Captain's Log Project. I'm your host, Amy A. Thank you for joining me today as we celebrated our 50th show. It's hard to believe we made it this far, but we did, and I'm glad you've been listening and participating along the way. If you want to listen to this or any past programs, see our playlists, or learn more about the show, go to kxci.org/programs and click on the Captain's Log Project. And you can always email me at amya@kxci.org. I'll see you next week, and until then, live long and prosper.